wonderful and so happy to have you here. That's so exciting for me. And I know most of you on the call, but some of you I don't know. So I'm just going to say a few things about myself and then we get going. So for years, I'm 54 right now, but for years, even when I was 2 or 3 years old, I was always connected to the spiritual world. I was receiving messages from the angel Gabriel at the age of 3 or 4. And at this time, I was raised in a Catholic family. I thought that the angel Gabriel wanted me to become a nun. And not that I was opposed to the idea of that. I was certainly not ready to make that kind of decision at this young age. So at this age, I used to say to the angel Gabriel, "Go away now." That used to be my mantra. But fast forward, in my 20s, I always had this kind of passion for looking and seeking on how we can create joy and meaning in our lives. And so I studied psychology. I got a master's in psychology, and then I ended up being an expert in the field of leadership development. And I got an MBA, and then I got different coaching certifications, some in France and some in the U.S. And after that, I wanted to develop my knowledge, and I went back to school after a while, studying energy healing in different schools, becoming a Kundalini yoga teacher, practicing Tai Chi, practicing Qigong, practicing different kind of form of Buddhism, and lately, suddenly, teaching and practicing Kundalini yoga. So all the work that I do blend all of those kind of knowledge and those skills on the top of my intuition. And so today what I want to talk about and help all of us is how we can deepen our relationship to forgiveness. And from my point of view, there are two practices that will help us to be more in the heart center. And one practice is forgiveness, and the other one is gratefulness. And each of us, we can practice any of these two on a regular basis because we will gain to be more in the heart center. And when we are in the heart center, we are in the present. That's the only place we can experience the moment. That's the only place where we can develop our intuitive self and open up to inner guidance. And when we are in the moment, we know that everything can happen. And so that's what I want to explore today is how we can deepen our relationship to forgiveness. And why don't we start with the meditation? All the meditation we're going to do today, by the way, the call is recorded, so you can always go back to it, to listen to it. They will last about 3 to 4 minutes because we are on the phone, and you are more than welcome to do them longer on your own. But they are so powerful that within 3 to 4 minutes, you will feel a difference within yourself. So the first one I want to teach you will help you develop a quiet mind. And if the mind is quiet, then the heart can show up a little more. And so if you are seated on a chair, be sure that your feet are on the floor. And at this time, you can simply close your eyes. And first, check your physical position, your physical alignment. So be sure that your face is soft and relaxed, that your shoulders are dropping down, that your heart center at the center of your chest is open, that your belly is soft, that your butt are really relaxed, your butt muscles are relaxed, and that you are present at the same time. From that place, you're going to pinch your right earlobe with your index and your thumb. So you're going to almost like pull your right ear a little down. Your right arm is bended. Your left hand is going to be on your navel. So So the palm of your left hand is facing your belly and is on your navel. With your eyes closed, you inhale through the mouth in this meditation, and you exhale through the mouth. The way you inhale, though, is you're creating a whistle. And when you exhale through the mouth, you just exhale naturally. There is no whistle at that time. And that is the meditation we're going to do. So let's start together, and let's do it for about 3 to 4 minutes. Thank you. do one more cycle. And then take one more deep breath in through the mouth and hold the breath in. Breathe a little more and release the breath. And as you release the breath, keep your eyes closed for a moment and release your hand position. Just stay present within yourself and be curious about your experience. And you may feel at this moment more spacious within. So that's what we want. So, now I want to give you a process to help you deepen your relationship with forgiveness. And so if you have a pen and paper, at some point you're going to need it, and you may want it now just to take notes. And I want to talk about the different stages toward creating a true relationship with forgiveness. And so the first stage, I am going to call it the stage of conflict. And you may say, wow, this stage doesn't look like a stage toward forgiveness, but in that stage of conflict, what you're doing is you're trying to be heard. You're trying to express yourself. You have been hurt one way or another. There's been a lack of commitment or a betrayal or a lack of respect of some kind. And you're trying to make your point. So you're still in judgment. You're still in hurt. The emotional pain is still raw. But at least you start to say what you need a little bit. You start to talk about you. And just by doing that, you're going closer to the process of forgiveness. So that's the first stage. The stage number two for most people, not for everybody, because stage two and stage three can change, it depends. So stage number two now, I'm going to call it stepping away. And in that stage, you realize that you can't be heard, you can't move forward, you're stuck. And it's time to focus on you. It's time to recreate your life one way or another, to start to be curious about what brings you joy, perhaps to meet some new people or reconnect with old friends, perhaps to do new activities in your life. So it's time to replenish, rejuvenate, and focus on you and your frequency of energy to raise your joy. That's the stage number two that I call stepping away, but in a way you do it for good reason. From that place, when you have more joy and more energy, even if the pain is still there, some people think that because they're not in conflict, they are forgiven. And they think that if I can go to that stage, I am good. And I say, no, we're not done yet. And there is a stage number three that I call releasing. During that stage, you're curious about the teaching, the learning for you. What do I have to learn? How did I attract again that same situation? What do I choose to gain? How can I grow from that painful situation? What's in it for me despite the pain? Because in every situation there is a learning. But when the pain is too intense, this is not the time to learn. We need to learn when we get a little more spacious. So in this phase of releasing where you recognize perhaps some of your role, some of your responsibility in that situation, you start to have compassion for yourself and also compassion for the other person's limitations. You start to acknowledge that we are all human beings and nobody is perfect. And so you are in that place of softness where the heart is more present because you are less in judgment. But that stage for me is still not true forgiveness. It's a good stage to be, but it's not the end of the cycle. There is a stage number four. And the stage number four is what I call receiving. And in that stage, I am really able to completely reinvent, recreate my relationship with that person. Perhaps I have been in a loving relationship. Perhaps I have been lovers and that did not work. And I'm willing to create a fabulous friendship with that person. That could be that, or that could be any other thing. But we are willing to reinvent ourselves and to be so grateful for what we are created at this moment. And that is a stage of true forgiveness. So we're going to go a little more into this. And the best way to understand these four stages is to look at your own situation. So I'm hoping you have a piece of paper and a pen. And the first thing you do is draw five columns on your paper. So basically, do several lines to make five columns. On the top of the left column, you're going to put the name relationships. Then the next one from left to right is going to be the first stage of forgiveness, so we call it conflict. Then the next one is going to be stepping away. Then the next one is going to be releasing. And the next one, receiving. So we have five columns: relationships, conflict, stepping away, releasing, and receiving. So what I want you to do now under the column relationships, I want you to write the name of one or two people where you want to improve the quality of relationship, or you're curious about what's going on, or you want to explore how you can deepen your relationship with forgiveness. So I'm going to do the example with you so that you're going to perhaps understand. So I choose to look at the relationship with my dad, who, by the way, passed away about 7 years ago. And I'm going to choose also to explore a relationship with an old friend of mine. And for the purpose of this call, I'm going to call that person Joanne. So now that you have one or two people, the first step that you want to do is you want to assess where you are with that particular person. Are you still in conflict? Are you in stepping away? Are you in releasing? Or are you in receiving? So wherever you are, just put an X in the column that corresponds to your current situation with that person. And so if I look at my dad, the X is in the column releasing. So when I look at his personality, even if he passed, I have compassion for all his limitations and his distortions, and I am at peace with what happened today. And all is fine. So I'm able to acknowledge, to see him as a little boy, and that's okay. So I just put an X in the releasing column. Now I want you to go to the next step with that same person, and you're going to draw a heart where you want to be with that person. So for example, with my dad, I guess I have two options, which are, do I want to stay in the releasing stage with my dad, or do I want to move toward the receiving stage? And even if he passed, I can still do that exercise. And when I look at my dad,
at this time, I want to stay in the releasing phase. I'm at peace with that because at this point, I don't trust enough who he is to be able to fully receive him. And that's okay. So that's where I'm going to put my little heart. And now I'm going to look at the next example with this old friend that I call Joanne. I'm also in the releasing phase. I will say most of the time, I can see myself sometime going into judgment and into conflict. But most of the time, I am in the releasing phase. So that's where I put my X. My desire with that person is really clear. I really want to completely create a new relationship with that person. And so I'm going to put a little heart in the receiving phase, in the fourth stage, because that's where I want to be. And by the way, several times during the last few months, we've been able to be there, but it's still fragile, it's still under construction, I should say. And it's really, really, really important here to be clear about where you are and where you want to be, because that's going to completely transform your actions, your relationship, and what you want to work on in order to get where you want to be. So take a few minutes now just to do that exercise and write down a few names, and you can always go back to that and write many names after our session together. Okay, take about 30 more seconds. So, before I go to question and answers and share more tools, I want to add one more thing to help you, because I suspect most of you have this question, which is, how do I move from conflict to stepping away? How do I move from stepping away to releasing? And how do I move from releasing to receiving? And so here I'm going to give you some general guidelines, and then, obviously, the answer is unique to each and every one of you, and that's why at some point I will open the call so that I can help you. So how can we shift from conflict to stepping away? Well, the most important thing to pay attention to at this time is to really focus on what brings you joy. You know you are in pain. It is time to heal. It is time to take care of yourself. And so the simple exercise, 3 minutes a day, writing every day for 40 days, what brings me joy, is a beautiful exercise to help you redesign part of your life. And remember, oh, yeah, I love going to a Zumba dance. Or, oh, yeah, I love taking pictures. Or, it's that person I haven't been in touch with for years. I want to reconnect with that person. So whatever that is. And you start to take action toward that direction so that you already start to step away from the pain. So how can you start to switch and shift from stepping away to releasing is at that point to start to be curious about yourself. And during that time, it will be useful to have someone, a professional helping you, a healer, a counselor of some kind, a coach, because sometimes we have hard time to look at our patterns or to learn on our own because the pain can be too intense. But it is the time when you are more connected to joy and more spacious with the painful event to say, huh, what is the learning for me? What do I need to see that I didn't see before? And so you start to be curious about your personal growth at that moment. And when you start to do that, obviously you start to forgive yourself, to accept your imperfection, and you start to go towards the releasing. Obviously, even if you are in the releasing, you may still have moments like I was sharing regarding my friend Joanne, where you're going to see yourself being resentful. You're going to see yourself being judgmental at some point. But most likely, you're going to go toward that direction. And how are you going to shift from releasing to receiving? It's really to be curious about your personal needs and your fear. Because a lot of time, our fear runs our lives and run our actions. And I'm going to give an example there. There's one of my clients that I was working with about a couple of months ago. And when she came, she was still in tremendous pain, huge pain. She was hoping to get married with that person. She used to live in New York City, and this guy was living, or still live maybe, in Stamford, Connecticut, so 30 minutes away by train. He had 4 kids from a previous marriage, and he promised her that they were going to get married. And so out of that, what she did for at least 6 or 10 months, I don't remember, she was going back and forth, New York, Connecticut, taking care of the 4 kids during the week, feeding them, doing a lot of things for them, so making pretty much yourself quite crazy to be sure that he will marry her. To make the story short, he decided not to marry her and to marry somebody else. And she was absolutely furious. And 6 months later, she was still in that place of either anger or despair. And so she was not even in the place of conflict there, because she couldn't have truly a conversation with that person, but she was really stuck. And so with her, I couldn't help her to go from conflict to stepping away. With her, I couldn't say, well, we're going to focus and help you to look at what brings you joy, because there was too much pain. There was too much anger. So we had to focus directly on the releasing phase and to look at her own limitations or her own fear, and to try to realize what were the fear, or what was the one fear that was really completely dictating her actions. And so she realized that she was terrified to be alone in her life. That was a huge terror connected to some of her history and so forth. So out of that, she would have done anything to be in a committed relationship, because that felt safe and secure for her. And once she realized that, then she was able to let go and to focus on what brings her joy. So for her, we had to go from conflict to releasing, to stepping away. That's what I said at the beginning. Sometimes those two phases are not in that order. Sometimes number two can be number three, and number three can be number two. Each person is unique. But when you realize the fear that are really running your life, and you're able to let go of them, it's going to be most likely easier to keep on exploring how we can deepen your relationship with forgiveness, and if you think it's worth it, going into the stage of receiving with that person. So, what I want you to do now is, if you want me to help you, or if you have any questions, just press on your phone star and two, and then I can take your question and help you. And there is no coincidence that we are on the phone together. So whoever I'm going to help with my intuition will be also helpful for others. So if you want to press star two, and then I will guide you. Okay, so at this time, you guys are funny. Nobody wants some guidance yet. So I'm going to keep on talking, and I'm going to keep on helping you. And I'm hoping that what I'm sharing is really clear, and I'm suggesting that you take several people and you really go deeply into that process to decide where you are and what you want to create. So, I'm going to teach you another tool, which is an other meditation. And that meditation will help you to create energy in your whole being. And what happens when we are in that place of being stuck and we can't forgive, what happens is the energy doesn't flow. So when the energy flows within us, we have more creativity. So what you're going to do now, you're going to clasp your hand together. So you place your right hand against your left hand, so your right palm against your left palm, and you clasp your hands together. That's the hand position. The breath is going to be three strokes on the inhale through the mouth and one stroke on the exhale through the nose. So you inhale in three strokes through the mouth and in one stroke through the nose. When you inhale in stroke, you squeeze your hand at the same time. So you do three squeeze on the inhale, and on the exhale you don't squeeze your hand, but they still stay together. So close your eyes. Be sure that you are in a position that is physically aligned also, that your shoulders are relaxed. Just check your body, check your face. And from that place, start that breath. Three strokes on the inhale, one stroke on the exhale, through the nose on the exhale, through the mouth on the inhale, and squeeze on the inhale.
One more minute. Finish your cycle and take a deep breath in and hold the breath in. And as you hold the breath in, squeeze your hand. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And breathe a little more. And release. Release the breath. Release your hand. Same thing. Don't open your eyes right away. Just be curious about your experience first. Notice the difference between this meditation compared to the first one. Very different experience. So, before I keep on going, I just want to be sure that anyone is taken care of. So, we are in this healing place together. So if you have enough compassion with yourself, just don't hesitate just to come and ask questions so that we can all grow from everybody's experience. And so in order to ask questions, what you need to do on your phone is press star and two. And until you do that, I'm going to keep teaching. So there are always a lot of things we can do together. Oh, here we are. Go ahead. I don't have your name. I have just your number, 515.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm nervous about this. I don't really have a like a forgiveness issue, but in a situation a little bit that I just feel bad about, and I just thought maybe I could get a little guidance.
Okay, so it's interesting that you say you don't have forgiveness issue, and then you say you are in a situation you feel bad about. That means here what I need to help you is about forgiveness with yourself. Are you following
okay.
me so far?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So what is it that's going on in the briefly?
Well, I'm not even afraid to talk about it because I just feel, I guess, pretty bad about it. But, I have a really good friendship with a person that I just care so much about. But I'm married and I've been married for a long time and I'm married to a great, great guy. But I just
uh-huh.
have these strong feelings for this other person, and nothing happened between, nothing's being acted on. But I think he feels somewhat the same. And I just can't get rid of him or, get through it or whatever. And we're really good friends. And I think he has probably the same feelings that I have, but we're not doing anything about it. And I have a great husband, but I just can't stop. I don't know.
Yeah, you can stop thinking about it. So,
I don't know.
And you bring a very important situation here. So there are many things you can do, but number one, basically on what's going on, the breath we just did is a very good breath for you, the breath in strokes. Because when you breathe in strokes, like we did there, you break the patterns of the brain. And what happens here is you want to try to figure out what to do.
Right.
And if you start to do that breath that energizes you, because your heart center is completely blocked right now. You can barely breathe. Your chest is completely tweaked. And so first we need to try to create a little more flow. That will be number one. Number two, if you're very, very clear that even if you feel so much for that person, you don't want to go there. Is that correct? Is that what you say?
I won't, but I do. I mean, I wish, I feel really drawn to this person. I feel like, you know, I really, really like being around him and doing stuff with him, and it's just more fun, and it's just
awesome. I understand. But you know what happens there is, so you have this great sensation, this great at some level connection. And if you are inside, and I can decide for you, but if you're clear on saying, I really want to stay with my husband, there is no way I'm going to go there, then eventually what you're going to need to do is to have that conversation with your husband, is to say, wow, I'm attracted to this guy. I don't want to give his name, but, and I feel terrible, but I want to share it with you, because by saying it out loud, it's going to break the whole pattern of attachment. You're going to put things real. Are you following me?
Yeah, but we actually have had that conversation. You know, I mean, he's a super, super great guy. And, you know, my husband's a super great guy, too. But he's just, I mean, this guy's a really great guy. And everybody knows he's a great guy. And so I've had that conversation with my husband.
Okay. And so what happened in that conversation? How did you feel?
How did I feel? Or he feel?
How did you feel by sharing?
I felt good about just being honest about it, I guess.
So what was the outcome of this conversation?
Just that, you know, I guess I'm, you know, sorry, but I'm not going to act on anything, and I'm sorry that I have these feelings or, you know, thoughts, and, you know, I'm just going to control them, I guess.
And that's okay, because you're a human being, Carol. But there is a little bit of confusion. There is a part of you that's still very attractive, and there's part of you that says, oh, I don't want to be attracted.
There's a part of
me
that just feels, it just sort of feels like I'm, you know, I'm just, I don't know, I just ask for guidance all the time. Like,
and
what
so
am I supposed
I understand
to do? Maybe
that.
I'm supposed to be.
Okay, so you're not as clear as what you say, but there's one thing that's going to help you tremendously is stepping away.
To stay away?
Stepping away for at least 3 months. So for 3 months, you are not in contact with that person you're attracted to. So you're not texting, you're not emailing, you're not over the phone, you're not meeting that person. You're really asking that we need to step away at least 3 months, at least. And then your job, because that's not going to waste your time, is to focus on what brings you joy and how you can create a relationship with your husband. But your job is really to focus what brings you joy. And at the end of 3 months, you check in. And you see, where are you with that person? Are you still super attracted? Are you realizing that there's an attraction, but you're not at that same place? But you need to completely separate to really be able to see what's going on. Because in many situations, we may have some what we call soul connection, or that depth of connection that we can't even understand, but that's very strong. But we still live also on the physical plane. And we want to be sure that the attraction is not only from a place of passion, but it's from a place of love.
That's what I feel like it is. That's what I feel like it is. I feel like it comes from a soul connection.
But you,
Yes, but if
like
you really, really
more
want
spiritual
to,
than...
I understand that. But I've been working and helping people for the past 30 years. I can guarantee that stepping away for 3 months is not going to kill anybody.
Okay.
And I guarantee that if you decide to do that, you're going to gain insight and clarity.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's easy, but if you want to do it and to be sure you, whatever your actions are going to be from a place of alignment, that's what you need to do.
Okay.
And in order to be able to do that, you're going to want to really spend time with people that will support you doing that, nourishing friends, and so forth.
Okay.
And it looks like really, really hard, but what is 3 months in a lifetime? Not much.
Right.
Particularly when you are on the edge of making an important decision.
Everything is
does it make sense?
Good, yeah. I mean, we haven't, communication isn't bad. I mean, nothing bad about
understand.
Or whatever. Yeah,
I understand, but that's your homework.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Your homework with what brings you joy and that breath. Does it make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
So, anybody else want some help? Oh, here we are. So from Tucson, who is it? Hello? Somebody raised their hand. Which number? Somebody from Tucson.
Oh, Noella.
Noella.
No.
Hi, how are you doing?
Sorry, I forgot the mute button was on.
Okay. So what's your question?
Well, my brother Justin, I've never had a good relationship with him, and ever since I was a little girl, and he's like my half-brother, but I consider him my full brother, but because he's been there since I was born, but I've always felt like this, like he's been annoyed with me my entire life, and like I reached out to him like a month ago, and just to like, because he was like in a car accident and stuff, and had a concussion, and I told him, you know, I just reached out to him and told him I love him and stuff like that, and he hasn't responded. And I know he works a lot and everything, but I want to improve that relationship. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Okay. Did you say you wanted to improve the quality of the relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And what did he say?
Oh no, I didn't tell him that I want to improve the quality. I told him...
Hello?
So
is he psychic?
No.
Okay. So it's interesting, but we all do that sometimes. We have desires, and we don't express them simply to people. But we think that we need to have a solution before expressing what we want. And if you go, Noella, talk to your brother and saying, you know, I know we haven't been close to each other, but for whatever reason, I love to find a way that we can enjoy each other better. Is that something you're interested in?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that, you don't know what that is, but you know what you want. And it's the same idea with the process of forgiveness. We need to be very clear about our desires. And we get stuck because we think we need to know how to attain, how to get our desires fulfilled. But those are two different topics. We cannot compromise our desires. And if we let go on about trying to figure out how to get there, then we can pick them out And so you can say that's what you want, and you have no idea how to get there. And so when you say that, you talk from the heart, and you leave the space for co-creation. And when I connect to your brother, by the way, he's playful, but he forgets things quickly. Talk from him to stay focused. So if you say something, he doesn't answer because he's already thinking about something else. He has like 33 millions of ideas at the same time. So it's hard for him to retain and to follow up on things. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that conversation is face-to-face. If you do it from text, it's not going to work with him because it's too spacey.
Okay. And I reached out to him, I texted him, and then I didn't hear a response.
Yeah.
So then
I
called him,
uh-huh.
And then I left the voicemail. And still,
yeah,
and then like,
It's a little better, but with him, I can guarantee you need to see him. You need to physically be in contact. That's the only way he can be here. Otherwise, he's all over the place.
Okay.
So your homework, Noela, is really for you. You could write every day. That's so important for everybody. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? Instead of thinking, how do I get what I want? Because the more we focus on the how, the more complicated it becomes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to do that, I want to thank you, Noela, for your question. I want to teach everybody an other meditation. And this meditation is a great meditation, I think, to help us when we don't know what to do and to help us reconnect with who we are. And so the way you do it is you're going to bring the left hand at the level of your heart center, but the palm is facing down. And you're going to bring the right hand above your head with the palm also facing towards your head. So that's the position. And from that place, you can either say it out loud or in silence. But it's a beautiful meditation out loud. You say, I bless myself, I bless myself, I bless myself, I am, I am. I bless myself, I bless myself, I bless myself, I am, I am. And just keep repeating that mantra, either in silence or out loud, holding that position. I bless myself, I bless myself, I bless myself, I am, I am. And as you focus on yourself and feel the light within yourself, feel that the light that is within you is expanding and touching the whole planet. And know that each time you choose to work on your relationship with forgiveness, you impact everyone on this planet that is working on that, every country that is still or is still fighting and being in the conflict stage. So we all have lots of power in our personal journey to impact more than our lives each time we act from the heart center. And so do it, say it one more time. And then take a deep breath in through the nose, hold the breath in. And release the breath. And so we are at the end of our conversation together. Thank you so much for your presence. If you want more of me and to deepen the topic of forgiveness, you can book a one-hour session with me over the phone. Next month, the theme is how we can free ourselves from anxiety. So we will focus on that topic, how we can free ourselves from anxiety, and it's going to be May 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. May 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'd love to hear your feedback about tonight. Thank you so much for being here, and use the different exercises and processes to deepen your relationship with forgiveness. Thank you so much. I love you all. Bye-bye.